This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. On Tuesday morning, we reported that Stanley County School Board was going to purchase land for a new central office. And during an emergency call meeting for the Stanley County Commissioners to consider a last-minute submission for grant application by the school board, some of the commissioners had this reaction to hearing that news after the school board continually beats up on the county commissioners for not funding enough building maintenance, students, or even teacher pay.
County Manager Lucas has some questions from Vice Barbie, who was not a call. So,
yeah, I'm going to read his questions so that they're out there on the record. But after spending nearly $1 million for a piece of property for a new central office, with so much supposedly needed for schools and maintenance, why the urgency for a central office when current looks essentially free? And, you know, I know he's saying that because the county commissioners in 2004, 2005, when they started renting that space, they increased their budget by the amount that paid for the lease. So that's been essentially cooked into their budget ever since 2004, 2000. Paying $73,000 a year at that point, now it's $89,000. Facility was asked last Friday, or our work group, if they were looking. We asked if they were looking for a new location for central office. There was no mention of it, and he just already said disappointed. There's no transparency with the school system, and his last question was, do they have funds to complete the central office project, or will it end up like the house they purchased beside local school and maybe contaminated with black mold? So I guess those are his questions that he wanted to pose. One of the main questions I had, you know, they talk about the Stanley Middle School being an urgent, really needs to get done. And $625,000 is the match. Well, they had $625,000 before they committed $1 million to a central office. So, I mean, they didn't even need, they didn't even need our money if they have $1 million of their own money to do that. So I think that's something that needs to be in play. If it was that priority, it would have, the students would have been more of a priority than an office.
So the middle state game more, they want to get into the education game.
Those were Commissioner Barbie's questions.
Are we going to keep them out of central office?
We've never with them about having to leave.
They talk too about they have most of their maintenance, but they don't let us know in road that we do the maintenance.
Yeah, the lease agreement has been established again since 2004, July 1 of 2004, and so it's been the same parameters that they agreed to in 2004. We take care of the roof, and we take care of, you know, the major components, but they do have some maintenance, you know, plumbing. I think they do their HVAC units. They take care of, but that way it's been for, you know, 20 years almost, 19. So it's not a new lease. It's been in place for a long time.
Not to mention they've got empty buildings set around. They could put the school board in if they wanted to. I mean, and they could renovate one of them schools for less than $1 million to put them in, probably.
Yeah, I mean, they contemplated doing it at North Albemarle years ago.
Yeah, but instead we're going to buy another piece of property. The school's sitting empty.
And 2 acres, yeah. Something. Yes, it's not big enough to build a school. I mean, like, if they're buying it and then there's 20 acres with it, they could build a school there eventually or something to piece together why they're doing this stuff.
Okay.
During the emergency call meeting of the Stanley County Commissioners, Acting Chairman Bill Lawhan lamented the fact that the school board constantly beats up on the commissioners for not funding them properly, they say, and also wondered out loud again where the superintendent was during this meeting.
Board members continue to beat up on the commissioners, and we don't give them enough money. I've made the statement to the school board that sometimes I feel like they think we are Santa Claus. But our bag of money is not as great as people think that it is. That's my concern as a taxpayer. I hope that each taxpayer gets the opportunity to say whether or not we want to do what the school board would like for us to do. Another question I've got for Dr. Dennis is, why did this grant request come to our board at the last minute? My opinion is that they were trying to create a crisis. And when you create a crisis, you have to make decisions. And today we're going to make some decisions. But I sure wish Dr. Dennis were here. But I don't see him anywhere in this room. I'm looking down the hallway. I don't see him in the hallway. And Dr. Dennis, I hope you hear this. You are the superintendent of a public school system. That means that it's run by, or paid for by, the public. It's paid for with federal dollars, and guess where those dollars come from? Taxpayers. It's funded by state dollars. Guess where those funds come? Taxpayers. It's funded by local dollars. Where does that come from? Taxpayers. You are thumbing your nose at the taxpayers of Stanley County, and it really concerns me, especially when you are supposed to be the lead person for the school system. That's probably enough that I need to say.
Commissioner Hatley had a couple pages of questions and was concerned about the lack of engagement from the school board and school administration. Here he is.
We're engaged. We want to help. We are ready to help. We're ready to get engaged and get our school system back on track to where it was 30 years ago, our Water and Sewer Authority. If they wanted grants, they would be here talking to, working through this. Our job is not to run the school system. Our job is to have a solid budget to run the county. Hey, I want to thank Megan on for being the only one who showed up. Thank you. You know, can't solve problems, so when you get on, come back. Can't solve problems without conversations. I had two pages, and y'all hit topics. So school system, come to us, work with us. There's 50-some people at the main office. They're in the same building. We got 7 elected officials on the school board. No shows. Taxes, tax raising event, without all the information. They're to us to try to keep a solid budget to keep this under control.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle.